Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
This is Don Chris speaking, and welcome to Good News Christian Ministries. Again, I am the lead pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls, and it is my privilege to bring the Good News message to you today. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario. That's KOG1WO. Now think of it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. And now may God bless our hearing of today's message. And may we commit ourselves to listen with our hearts. My prayer today is that God would bless you, encourage you, challenge you, and comfort you. May God turn your heart and my heart toward home as He speaks to us and draws us near. My message today is entitled, Faithful. We will focus on the life of one Philip Bliss. But before we take up the challenge of being faithful, let's first look to the one who Scripture speaks about when it says that when we are faithless, He is faithful. That will be our focus for today. The great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, will start us in this program thinking about the faithfulness of the living God. This is taken from the world's greatest hymns, Disc 1.
All I have needed your hand. give a pardon for all my sin, and a peace that endureth thine own dear presence to cheer me, guide me along my way. You give strength for today and bright hope for all my tomorrows. Blessings on my will, ten thousands beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed your hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, "Men and women ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove themselves to be faithful." The challenge is to remain faithful during difficult circumstances and when making difficult decisions. I think that's a challenge for all of us. So easy to be faithful when we're sitting in a pew at church, but during difficult circumstances and at those times when we must make difficult, timely decisions. Yes, we want to be faithful to God's will for our life. I mentioned I am going to speak about one Philip Bliss, who I would consider to be a faithful man, a faithful friend, a faithful husband. May I suggest he lived by faith and died by faith. So my first point is, a faithful man. Philip Bliss was born in an isolated log cabin in Pennsylvania on July the 9th, 1838. His parents were devout Christians. By age 9, Philip had 2 of his 4 siblings die. At age 10, he left home to work on nearby farms. At age 12, Philip made a public confession of faith, baptized in the local Baptist church. He was also a renowned soloist and also, what many people don't realize, a renowned choir director. As a matter of fact, listen to his words of counsel that he would share with each one of the choir members before they sang. I quote, "I am glad we have the cross always before us. Let us forget everything else when we sing. Let us seek to have the people lose sight of us, lose sight of our efforts, lose sight of our skill, and think only of him who died thereon and on the grace, comfort, strength, and joy that he gives them that trust him." Philip Bliss, a faithful man of God. Now you're wondering, now who is this Philip Bliss? Well, I would consider him to be the second greatest hymn writer of all times, second only to Fanny Crosby. You'll recognize his songs. Listen to a few of them as I name them. "Dare to Be a Daniel." Do you remember that one? Or "I Will Sing of My Redeemer." Oh, yes, and the one, "Wonderful Words of Life." "Jesus Loves Even Me." "I Gave My Life for Thee." He wrote the music to "It Is Well with My Soul." And on Good Friday, we often sing, Man of Sorrows, what a name. And on Easter Sunday, how often have we sung his hymn, Hallelujah, what a Savior. Oh yes, and then there's the children's hymn as well. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Thy life was given for me. And finally, the light of the world is Jesus. Well, he certainly wrote many, many more hymns than that, but those ones in particular are ones that we would remember. He also wrote the following words to a hymn that I consider to be one of my favorites. Listen to these words. Free from the law, O happy condition, Jesus has bled and there is remission. Cursed by the law and bruised by the fall, grace has redeemed us once for all. Once for all, O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O brother, believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once for all. Now we are free, there's no condemnation. Jesus provides, O perfect salvation. Come unto me, O hear his sweet call. Come, and he saves us once for all. Children of God, O glorious calling, surely his grace will keep us from falling. Passing from death to life at his call, blessed salvation once for all. Once for all, O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O brother, believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once for all. Listen to his words of counsel again, and perhaps the next time we're worshiping God at a morning service or an evening service or just during our devotional times, perhaps we need to focus on these words as well. I am so glad we have the cross always before us. Let us forget everything else when we sing. Let us seek to have the people lose sight of us, our efforts, our skill, and think only of him who died thereon, and of the grace, comfort, strength, and joy he gives them that trust him. I believe Philip Bliss was ahead of his time. What was he really teaching? Well, he was teaching, it's not about us. Our worship is about worshiping God. Philip Bliss faithfully declared his love for Jesus Christ. Just as you read the words to some of those hymns that I named and many others, we could see that he wanted the world to see Jesus. He wanted the world to see the one who is our closest friend. Let's listen now to Alan Jackson from Precious Memories singing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we offer.
Yes, Philip Bliss, a faithful, godly man. Secondly, a faithful friend. His good friend, Horatio Spafford, you know the story. His four daughters and wife had crossed the ocean. The ship went down and the four daughters died at sea. He received a telegram from his wife, and the telegram simply said, "Saved alone." And indeed, as he went in the year 1874 to meet with his wife, and on the way home they stopped, or at least they thought they stopped, somewhere in the area where the tragedy happened. It's when he wrote the words, "Went peace like a river," and it went on to say, "It is well with my soul." When he returned to shore, his good friend Philip Bless met him, and Philip said to Horatio, "Should God grant me the melody, may I set your poem to music?" "Oh, I was hoping you would," Phil said. "Perhaps in hearing it, some suffering soul will cling to the Savior." How exciting is that, even as we sing that song so often, "It is well with my soul." A faithful man, a faithful friend, thirdly, a faithful husband. I love this part. He was married June 1st, 1859, and he wrote these simple words, "Today I married Miss Lucy J. Young, the very best thing I could have done." You know, they were married for 17 years, and they just not only loved the Lord together, but they loved being in love. A faithful man, a faithful friend, a faithful husband. Fourthly, faithful in death. It's one thing to be faithful in life. It certainly is another to be faithful in death. I mentioned that they were married 17 years. They were traveling together one day from one place. They had an engagement ahead of them, and there was a terrible train wreck. This happened December the 29th, 1876. Apparently, smoke filled the train cars, and a fire broke out. People were escaping through the windows of the train. Philip Bliss escaped, only to discover when much of the smoke was clearing that dear Lucy was still inside. He called out to her, and she called back that her leg was lodged, and she couldn't dislodge it and get free. You know what? He climbed back in, and he stayed with her and tried to free her, but they couldn't. It was impossible. He made that loving decision to stay with his wife, and together they died in those flames. Tragic story. And yet the people nearby who were listening, this is what they heard. They didn't hear them screaming, or they didn't hear them saying, "Why us? Why now? Why this?" No, they heard them singing. Did I say that correctly? Did you hear me? They heard them singing a hymn that had never been sung before, a hymn that he had just written. "I will sing of my Redeemer." Can you imagine standing there and hearing them together sing these words as they were dying in the fire? "I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon. He paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer. His triumphant power I'll tell. How the victory he giveth over sin, death, and hell." The memorial service was held on January the 5th, 1877. And during the song service, they sang that hymn for Lucy and Philip Bliss. 8,000 people filled the hall, and another 4,000 were on the outside as D.L. Moody spoke and delivered the message of the good news of the gospel. Yes, a faithful man, a faithful friend, a faithful husband, faithful in life, faithful in death. Fifthly, I want to just point out that it's so important for each one of us to take up the challenge and focus on faith walking. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance," now listen to this, "he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going." I always marvel at that verse. It's incredible. Three things speak to me about that verse. Do, be, and go. In other words, do what God wants you to do. Be what God wants you to be, and go where God wants you to go. Don't question it. Oh, don't just listen to God's will for your life as you listen to his voice speak to you. This means we will need to focus, a prayer focus, as it were. The psalmist said in Psalm 40, verse 8, "I desire to do your will, O God." David said in Psalm 143, verse 10, "Teach me to do your will, O God." Yes, in difficult circumstances, while we have to make difficult decisions. Oswald Chambers spoke about this whole issue in My Utmost for His Highest. He said, unless we train our emotions, they will lead us around the nose and we will be captives to every passing impulse or reaction. We must focus on being faithful. We must not focus on our emotions. Martin Lloyd-Jones wrote, the main art in the matter of spiritual faithful living, or faith walking, is to know how to handle yourself. You have to take yourself in hand. You have to address yourself, preach to yourself, question yourself. The essence of this matter is to understand that this self of ours, this other man within us, has got to be handled. Do not listen to him. Turn to him, speak to him, condemn him, upbraid him, exhort him, encourage him. Remind him of what you know instead of placidly listening to him and allowing him to drag you down and to depress you. The Bible speaks about the old man and the new man within us when we come to Christ and we're born again. I love the story of the older gentleman teaching children in a Sunday school class. He was talking about a warfare that goes on within each one of our lives, the old man versus the new man. It's a daily war, just raging, and as to who will win the battle. And he said to the children, it's like having two dogs living inside of me, and they fight every day. And the children looked and said, really? And he said, oh, yes. And do you want to know which dog wins? And they said, yes, tell us. And he said, the one I feed. Yes, if we feed the old man, he will win. If we feed the new man, that's the one that will gain the victory for that day. When encountering difficult circumstances, absolutely. And when making difficult decisions, absolutely. You know, the fact of the matter is, the point is, we need to choose to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And that's what faith walking is all about. Annie Johnson Flint, she was faithful all her life. Someone wrote, she was one who lived most of her life in pain, orphaned early in life. Her body was embarrassed by incontinence, weakened by cancer, and twisted and deformed by rheumatoid arthritis. She was encapsulated for so long a time that according to one eyewitness, she needed 7 or 8 pillows around her body just to cushion the raw sore she suffered from being bedridden. Can you imagine? She could have asked, Lord, why me? Why this? Why now? Yet in her autobiography, she wrote and she entitled it, The Making of the Beautiful. She was making a statement, I believe, about living your faith. The Making of the Beautiful. And she wrote these words. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Philip Bliss, oh yes, and Lucy, they were faithful in life. In difficult circumstances, they were faithful in making important decisions during this time of difficulty and pain. Let me close with this story of Ravi Zacharias. He was delivering some messages, and a young girl came at the end of the of one particular message, and she said, Dr. Zacharias, may I ask you a question? And he said, yes. She says, I would like to know what Jesus would want my mother to do with a given situation. And indeed, Dr. Zacharias said, tell me the story, then I'll answer your question. She said, well, when my mom was young, she was so beautiful. Her dad was so jealous of her beauty, and thinking that one day her beauty would lead her away from him. One day he came home. This is a true story. One day he came home and he threw acid in her face, and she was left deformed forever. And then he left her immediately. She said, we never saw our father for years. She said, and then just recently we received a note from him saying that he's dying and he's all alone and there's no one to sit with him by his bedside as he dies during this last stage of life. And this is what he asked of my mom. Would you come and would you sit with me? And she said, Dr. Zacharias, what would you do? And Dr. Zachariah said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? You see, the daughter was horrified that her mother, a devoted follower of Jesus Christ, had decided to go and to sit with him and to be faithful, even during difficult times, difficult circumstances. Wow, what a difficult decision, being faithful through these difficult circumstances. Now let me ask you this question. Are you a faithful man or woman of God? Are you a faithful friend? Are you being a faithful spouse? Are you a faithful parent? Are you faithful in the way in which you are living? Do you live what you say you believe? Are you faithful to God's will and God's word during difficult circumstances in your life, particularly when making difficult decisions? Paul prayed in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. This is the verse we opened with. He said, oh, that those who have been entrusted with the secret things of God, they are required to be faithful. I pray today that that would be said about each one of us. Would you pray with me? Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, today we thank you that you are the one who is faithful even when we are faithless. And yet we know you've set the bar. You've asked us to be faithful to your will and to your word. Today, Father, I recommit myself to you. I ask that you would give me courage and confidence and strength to live what I say I believe. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in conclusion, allow me to thank you for your open heart, your prayerful encouragement, and your God-led financial support of this radio ministry. You need to know that your faithful prayers and gracious giving empowers and enables this ministry to deliver God's good news message on the air. Dr. Churchill and I want to thank you for being part of our radio ministry team. The truth is, folks, we can't do this without you. Let me encourage you and challenge you to make out a check payable to the Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO, and mark the check Good News Broadcast. We will send you a receipt at income tax time. Also, if this radio ministry is impacting your life, and folks, I've been thinking about this lately, and please respond to this. Perhaps you have prayed and received Christ Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. Perhaps you have recommitted your life to Christ. Perhaps these messages are a real encouragement and blessing to you. If this is true, then we want to join you in thanking God. And I want to ask you to write us and to share with us your story. We'd be thrilled to hear about what God is doing in your life. Please do write us. You can go on the website and make comments there, or you can simply write us and mail it to us. Please encourage others to listen to this radio ministry. Don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross. A church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life. A church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, precepts, and promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us and instruct us to live lives worthy of you. We pray that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Now, as we conclude today's program, here's Anne Murray singing In the Garden. This is from a Wonderful World CD. And now may God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. And may you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope and love and truth. Amen.
I come to the garden alone while the dew still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.